USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Another tragedy at a Mardi Gras parade in New Orleans. This time a man was killed by a float.
And again, a second fatality of this season, so I do have my concern.
That's New Orleans Police Superintendent Sean Ferguson. A woman was struck and killed by a float on Thursday evening. In both cases, it involved tandem floats, or floats that were being pulled by a single vehicle. That's why they've now banned the use of tandem floats for the rest of the Mardi Gras season.
The American people are sick and tired of a government which is based on greed, corruption, and lies.
That's the projected winner of Nevada's Democratic caucus yesterday, Bernie Sanders, speaking there in El Paso, Texas, after chalking up another victory in the Democratic presidential race. And this is USA Radio News.
Why spend more than you have to on your life insurance? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Did you know that life insurance rates have fallen 60% over the past 25 years? Even if you already own life insurance, you should check out the folks at AccuQuote. Since 1986, they've helped millions of people save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. Want some examples? Here's this one. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 worth of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. 20 or 30 year terms, even permanent plans are also available. And if you're on medications or have health problems, the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find an affordable policy. Nobody does it better than AccuQuote. Call 877-437-5912 right now. That's 877-437-5912. 877-437-5912. Life insurance. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
They're working on final preparations in India ahead of tomorrow's visit by President Trump and the First Lady. They'll be leading a 12-member trade delegation on a two-day visit. President Trump and India's Prime Minister will address a huge rally planned at a stadium where about 100,000 people are expected to attend. At least 9 people are dead, dozens more injured after a magnitude 5.7 earthquake struck southeastern Turkey early today. Its health ministry says several of those killed were children. Search and rescue operations continue. Tyson Fury beating Deontay Wilder in a highly anticipated rematch for the WBC Heavyweight Championship. Fury defeated Wilder by a TKO in the 7th round after the referee stopped the fight. Pop star Lizzo has been named Entertainer of the Year at the NAACP Image Awards. The 51st annual awards were held last night in Pasadena, California. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
A quirky daredevil's died while trying to launch a homemade rocket for a Science Channel series. Mike Hughes, known as Mad Mike, was part of an upcoming series called Homemade Astronauts. Authorities say he died yesterday in a fatal rocket crash near Barstow, California. Hughes, a member of the so-called Flat Earth Society, had built and tested steam-powered rockets since 2014. After a crash that left him seriously injured a few years back, he told NBC News he wasn't going to stop.
Well, you know, I kind of relate this to anybody else that gets injured doing what they do. You know, they just keep on doing it, I guess. I mean, if you're a boxer and you get knocked out, you know, do you quit boxing?
Mad Mike Hughes was 64. The coronavirus death toll rising, not only in China, but now in Iran, where a health ministry spokesman says that Iran has confirmed 8 deaths there from the virus and 15 new cases. Meanwhile, in Italy, they've also reported a spike with 89 new cases and 2 people killed by the virus. And finance ministers at the G20 summit in Saudi Arabia are including the impact of climate change in the wording of their final communique. That after earlier reports suggested there was a stalemate because the U.S. was expressing opposition to the specific mention of climate change as having an impact on the global economy. You can find us anytime online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.